NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company. Here's Neil Boggs.
Full restoration of the federal highway funds held back as an anti-inflation measure has been pledged to the nation's governors. They were assured of this today during a conference at the White House. Some of the embargoed money already had been released. The President and Transportation Secretary Alan Boyd indicated to the group the balance will be forthcoming for the new fiscal year beginning July 1st. Mr. Johnson told the governors the remaining money, $575 million, will be released at a time when its value in building and improving highways will not be diluted by inflation. The tone of the meeting was one of increased federal-state cooperation in all fields. While foreign policy also was discussed, one governor attending, Republican Nelson Rockefeller of New York, said Mr. Johnson made no request for any resolution of support for his Vietnam policy. The Republican state chief executives had hoped he wouldn't. Michigan's Governor George Romney, who has been increasingly critical of the administration's stand on Vietnam, announced he will finally make clear his position next month. He will do so, Romney said, in a speech April 7th at a gathering of editors and publishers in Hartford, Connecticut. More news after this from State Farm.
Hi, fun seekers. I'm Jackie Vernon. And now on with the fun. It's recitation time once again. Little boy blue, come blow your horn. Your headlights in the meadow, your wheels in the corn. Don't you wish you'd insure that car with State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company? There are more than 12,000 State Farm agents and claim representatives all over the country. One of them could be giving you fast, friendly service right now. You could have had big State Farm protection, big State Farm service, low State Farm rates, just like the drivers of more than 9 million cars. But you blew it, boy blue. You blew your chance to get the world's best car insurance value. Go ahead, boy blue. Go blow your horn. I think I see it over there by your gas tank.
Once again, Neil Boggs.
NBC News correspondent Charles Quinn reports from New Orleans that District Attorney Jim Garrison has said more arrests will be made in his investigation of what Garrison insists was a conspiracy to assassinate President Kennedy. But Garrison called it a very intricate matter and indicated that it's unlikely there'll be any more arrests soon. One of the district attorney's aides said it would be at least several months before Clay Shaw, the one man arrested so far, is brought to trial. Premier Ki of South Vietnam reportedly is ready to ask President Johnson for stronger U.S. action against the Vietnamese communists. On his trip to Guam to confer with the president, Ki also is taking along a copy of the new South Vietnamese constitution approved today by his country's National Assembly. Mr. Johnson leaves for Guam tonight, accompanied by his top military and diplomatic advisors. They'll be joined on the Pacific Island by the president's key representatives in Saigon. The announced intention is to strengthen the pacification program. Red China implied today that a further escalation of the war will be the result of the conference. A theft in London may go down as one of the crimes of the century, not because of the value of what was taken, but because of what was taken. A report from George Montgomery, NBC News, London.
As if Scotland Yard didn't have enough troubles already with normal crime, there's been a herpetological heist at the London Zoo. And 26 snakes are missing. Eight of the snakes sneaked out of the snake house are poisonous. One of the venomous snakes is a 3-foot-long Gabal viper, and the other seven are young but extremely unpleasant puff adders. The zoo says only an expert could have spirited them away without biting the dust. Scotland Yard sleuths, the prowl for the missing varmints, are cheered up a little by word that if the tropical snakes are let loose in foggy London, they'll die. To survive, the snakes need an 80-degree temperature, a heat wave around here. Still, the men of the yard are treading warily. After all, the snake snatcher may have central heating. George Montgomery, NBC News, London.
Adam Clayton Powell announced today that the Palm Sunday sermon he had planned to deliver tomorrow at his church in Harlem will be given instead on the island of Bimini. He's staying there, he said yesterday, because he fears if he returned to Harlem and were arrested, his followers would riot. Powell said he will preach his sermon on a Bimini hotel patio. Today he went fishing, then distributed palm fronds to some visiting Boy Scouts from Florida. A week after Red China expelled two Soviet diplomats from Peking, Russia today retaliated by ordering two Chinese diplomats out of Moscow. Both are accused of anti-Soviet activity in the first such Soviet action against the Chinese since 1963. A midnight strike deadline against National Airlines still stands. Faced with a walkout of clerks and ticket agents, the Miami-based carrier said it hopes to keep operating if other unions don't honor picket lines. Neil Boggs, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour for NBC Monitor News.
Don't move, just leave your dial out with Gears Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now with Gears Monitor.
I'm Ed McMahon, and Perpetually Young Monitor, 3 minutes from now, brings you that equally youthful, perpetually 39-year-old wonder, Jack Benny.
There are those, I suppose, think we're mad. Heaven knows the world has gone to rack and to ruin. What we think is chic, unique, and quite adorable. They think he's all in fun and adorable. But the fact is, everything today is thoroughly modern. Check your personality, everything today makes yesterday slow. Better face reality, it's not insanity, says Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair. In a rumble seat, the world is so cozy. If the boy is kissable and the tango dance they wouldn't allow. Now it's quite permissible. Goodbye, good goody girl, I'm changing in heart. So beat the drum, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie now.
Enough to bring back beaded dresses and dancing pumps and flappers, just like Millie.
When you've got a job to do, reach for something good to chew. Chewing helps you stand the pace anytime and any place. So, hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Get some soon.
Jack Benny once said, some people cheat a little on their age. Not me. I cheat a lot. But that's the way the American public wants it. And Jack is happy to comply. During a recent visit to Chicago, he explained how he stopped aging at 39 years and why, as he spoke with Monitor reporter Jack Eigen.
Jack, you know, I was thinking today, for so many years you've been telling and using it as part of your routine that you were 39 years old.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, what did you do when you were 39? Where were you when you were 39?
Well, you know, many, it's a natural question when people say to me, supposing by some miracle, could you be 39 again? There was such a thing as a miracle that would push you back to 39. Would you like to be 39? And my answer is always only if I felt as good as I feel now, because I feel much better now than when I was 39. Because when I was 39, I was some kind of a star, you know, in show business, an alleged star. So now, there was a worry then, because you had to sustain a position. So every time I did a radio show, you know, God forbid if it wasn't great, I'd worry I'm going to be thrown out of show business. Everything was a worry, and it always is to you. Now, at my age, I have nothing to worry about. Where are they going to throw me at my age? You know, too old to be thrown out anyplace. So, now, if you would like to hear one interesting thing about the... I keep talking to you.
Oh, go right ahead. That's beautiful.
At one time, we were going... You don't forget I was 36 for a few years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and 37 for a few years. Then I thought 39 is a nice place to stop because 40 is not a funny number. You see, 40 to kids. Now, you're an old man when you're 40 to kids. So I thought 39 is a good place to stop. And it became quite a thing, a legend, no thing of being 39 years old. So once there was some publicity out that I was going to have a 40th birthday, and I tell you truthfully, we had letters, and there were two editorials sent to me from a Boston newspaper. I think one was the Monitor, the Christian Science Monitor, and one was another Boston paper. Seriously, not doing this in humorously at all, seriously begging me not to do that. And they explained that by staying 39, I make a lot of people who become 39 say, I'm not going to get any older, and I'm going to stay 39. We know how old Jack Benny really is, but we're not going to retire. He's not retiring. And they really were serious and asked me not to do it.
So psychologically, you were helping a lot of people.
I guess so. I feel very, very good. I feel like 39. About an hour from now, I'll feel like 70. But right now, I feel like 39, you know.
The world's only 39-year-old senior citizen, Jack Benny, who has cheated Father Time to the delight and applause of the nation.
Mr. Miller? The Mr. Miller who owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Wrong Miller. You want the one next door.
Well, that's all right. I'm doing a survey on cadet tractors, and I'm sure you've watched your neighbor using his.
Oh, I've seen that guy Miller with his cadet, all right. Mowing, hauling wood, working in the garden.
Uh-huh.
I see too much, I'll tell you.
Well, you sound sort of negative. Does it make too much noise?
Well, no, it's quiet enough. But like they say, it's not a toy, it's a tractor. Built like the big IH tractors.
Well, I don't see
what... You just don't get it. I don't know if that Cub Cadet is ever going to wear out.
Hmm. Well, why should that bother you? What?
You couldn't guess? I sell lawnmowers.
Let me take you in my arms and let me love you tenderly. And you see all the joys of life you never found before you'll find with me. Lady, take my love today and let me give you a happiness forever. Every day you wait, a little love we could be sharing slips away. Why find out too late that what you thought was love was just a brief fantasy? I'm in love with you, so lovely lady, won't you fall in love with me?
keep up with sports. Joe Garagiola will be happy to help. He'll be along in about 5 minutes, so stay right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Valentine's got the flavor that says, hey, friend, do it again. Valentine beer. Hey, friend, do it again. Valentine beer. Good to start with Valentine. Good to stay with Valentine. The flavor's great at the free ring sign. Valentine's got the flavor that says, hey, friend, do it again. Flavor that says, hey friend, do it again. Valentine's beer.
Valentine's Bock beer is here, and it's better than ever. And it's going faster than ever, too. So look for Valentine Bock wherever beer is sold. It's Wunderbock.
The time is 20 minutes after the hour. Ed McMahon here. And since there's nothing better than a nice brisk walk, let's go. Take your portables and transistors, and please keep in step. Charles Singers. Now a monitor tip for the home. Having trouble locating some of your garden tools to get ready for spring? Well, you will find that a discarded upright laundry hamper with the cover removed makes a perfect stand-up bin for holding long-handled garden tools. It's narrow and only takes little room when placed against a garage wall. Here is another thought for your home. Wake up your home with those bold new Bigelow carpets made with pile of Orlon 33 acrylic, DuPont's great carpet fiber. Bigelow's deep, bouncy pile of Orlon 33 acrylic stays livelier, brighter, longer, because Bigelow, unlike many carpet companies, makes and dyes its own yarns.
Springier, bouncier, it's a carpet fiber that's livelier. Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
Bigelow carpets are soft as a cloud, warm as the sun, colorful as a rainbow. And remember, you buy with confidence from America's oldest and most experienced carpet maker. People who know, buy Bigelow. Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola.
I got a letter the other day from a man who describes himself as an author, and he's a little unhappy about something that I said recently here on Monitor. He later admits in a letter that I didn't really say it, but he got the impression that what I meant was something that he didn't agree with. To tell you the truth, the letter was a little confusing. I'd like to answer him here rather than write him a letter. In the first place, people go to hear athletes talk for the same reason they go to hear anybody talk, because they're interested either in the speaker or his sport. I could give you a lot of examples of athletes who are interesting speakers, but instead, I'm going to talk about just one. Several years ago, a business fraternity at the University of Detroit invited Mr. Richard Aflis to address them. Mr. Aflis is a successful businessman whose annual income probably runs into six figures. Professionally, Mr. Aflis is known as Dick the Bruiser. He's a wrestler. The speech was a memorable one for a lot of reasons. The first thing any good speaker does is make himself known to his audience. Bruiser handled it beautifully. He said, "Let's dispel any theories you may have regarding my appearance. Just keep in mind that I'm a dirty rat." In his preliminary remarks, Mr. Aflis discussed his early years and also told the students something of college life at various schools around the country, a subject on which he is an expert. Here's what he said. "My mother was straight-laced. She wouldn't let me shoot craps at home, so I left and became a paid high school football player at 15. Later, I went to Purdue and did very well financially with slot machines in several fraternity houses. But I had to leave. A coach called me an improper name, and I let him have it with the football helmet. I tried Notre Dame, but I didn't like their curfew. Then Alabama. Then Miami, where they didn't like my lack of eligibility. Then Nevada. At Nevada, they have very high educational ratings for dummies like me." Then Mr. Aflis added a little nostalgia. He looked around at the students and said, "It's great to feel the smell of a university again, and it's just as rotten as I remembered." When he wrestles, Mr. Aflis is a villain, which shouldn't really surprise anyone. Villains often find that the most dangerous part of wrestling is getting from the ring back to the dressing room. Dick the Bruiser said, "When you leave the ring and walk through the valley of death, you only think 1 foot ahead. You watch the mob's hands and feet to see what they're trying to do to you." I've got a hunch that Dick the Bruiser was putting those college kids on, but he was also an interesting speaker. Maybe the author who wrote me the letter doesn't agree. If he doesn't, I hope he'll take the matter up with Mr. Aflis. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports, and now this for Vigoro.
When the green in your grass is gone, and you gotta make it shape up, make it wake up with the bold green vigor of Vigoro. The bold green vigor of Vigoro.
You bet. And the answer is simple. Every Vigoro product is tailor-made for the area where it's sold. That's the secret behind the bold green vigor of Vigoro. Vigoro for goof-proof lawn foods. You sure ought to try them.
Even if you don't like sports, you can't help liking Joe Garagiola every weekend on Monitor and weekdays on NBC Radio. Carmichael's orchestra saluting one of the world's loveliest streets, Rome's Via Veneto, Main Street, USA. That's Monitor's Beat, with good listening every weekend across the nation. In Marietta, Ohio, people hear us on station WMOA. Hello, Marietta. And all stations from coast to coast will give their names. My name's Ed McMahon. Back shortly.
Monitor, your companion across the nation on the NBC Radio Network.
This is Monitor. Timely, topical, and tuneful. I'm Ed McMahon. During this 25 minutes, a timely report on the new look and toys. Topical coverage of both news and sports. And just for a starter, a tuneful group named The Seekers and Georgie Girl.
Hey there, Georgie Girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie Girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear?
You're always window shopping, but never stopping to buy.
So shed those dowdy feathers and fly
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie Girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change that be. The world would see a new Georgie Girl. You can't always run away.
Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself.
It's time for jumping down from the shelf
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change that'd be.
Next on Monitor, At Home with Hugh Downs. Brought to you by Kohler of Kohler, the people with the bold look for 67. Here's you.
What are the latest trends in toys? Well, I'll be discussing them in 1 minute after this from Kohler of Kohler.
This is the year of the bold look, the bright new look in bathrooms and kitchen styling. Leading the way is Kohler's new go-with color of the year, avocado. A warm and wonderful green. Avocado goes well with anything. And now Kohler offers avocado in a complete line of bathroom fixtures, plus a brand new kitchen sink. But that only begins the bold look. Along with the new avocado color, Kohler presents a dashing array of accent color fixtures, bathroom basins and kitchen sinks that add a bold, bright note of cheer to any surroundings. Kohler basins and sinks are self-rimming. There's no metal rim around the edge, so you save on installation costs. Want more? Get more. Get the whole colorful story of Kohler's bold look for 67. Just write to Kohler, K-O-H-L-E-R, Department 1, Kohler, Wisconsin. Once again, Hugh Downs.
Recently, the American Toy Fair gave a preview of the toys and games that should be intriguing children and even some adults in the coming months. And with me is the president of Toy Manufacturers of America, Incorporated, Mrs. Min Horowitz. Mrs. Horowitz, starting with the dolls first, what is the newest trend there?
The newest trend in dolls, Hugh, seems to be more realism than ever before, although it is difficult for those of us that know the dolls that are available on the market today to think that they can be more realistic. But as a matter of fact, they are. There's also a trend toward sub-miniature dolls, which is new, the mod dolls, and then, of course, the old-fashioned dolls that we've known for years and years are still continuing to be exceptionally popular.
When you say sub-miniature, do you mean really tiny?
The really tiny dolls. That,
how big?
Maybe 3 or 4 inches that can become collector's items for teenagers or fun for the little ladies, too.
Great space saver there, isn't it?
Yes, they are.
Compact dolls. One of the things that intrigues me in toys has been the upsurge of model race car setups, which didn't exist when I was a kid because it was always electric trains then back then.
That's right. Today, many youngsters are not familiar with trains at all. They know model racing cars. However, there is a new area there, too, Hugh, that may be of interest. Other than the model racing cars, now the auto racing sets are becoming street scenes and highway scenes, and you are now, instead of seeing racing cars, we see sedans and trucks, the normal traffic that we see on everyday highways.
What about war toys, Mrs. Horowitz? Do you find any special emphasis on this category since we are not at peace at the moment? Is there a lot of traffic in war toys?
No, there isn't a great deal. As a matter of fact, it's a very minimal percentage of the total toys that are sold. There certainly is no upsurge in it. We have noticed no new toys appearing this year in that category.
What about little girls? What kind of thing is available for them?
New cooking devices, Hugh, are available, like pizza ovens, peanut butter making machines, grills for hamburgers and hot dogs, and, of course, the normal cleanup that comes after that, even automatic dishwashing machines.
Moving over to the games category, with the trend toward having a family room in so many homes, has there been an increase of the kind of games in which all the members of the family can participate?
Without question. There are many new games on the market this year, games that involve extrasensory perception, mental telepathy, and many areas that are of vital interest to all members of the family and fun besides.
Yeah.
We not only believe that toys are tools for a child's growth, but we also believe that they serve as vehicles for keeping a family together. And, of course, this is also in the area of sport toys. There are many boys' sport toys that are manufactured where father and son participate together.
Mm-hmm. Most interesting talking to you, Mrs. Horowitz. Thank you for this brief look at toys and our future from my guest, Mrs. Min Horowitz, President of Toy Manufacturers of America, Incorporated. Now this word from Kohler of Kohler.
There are no statistics on it, but looking at new homes during the weekend has to be one of the most popular family pastimes. It's a most pleasant way to spend a few hours, whether you're planning to enjoy living in the new home of your own or just like to window shop in the grand manner. There was never a better time for looking. Homes are better than ever. Their workmanship, their conveniences, their pleasures give you a glimpse of the future. Visit a model home in your community today. At Home With You Downs has been brought to you by Kohler of Kohler, who brings you the bold look for 67. About 8 minutes from now, Mel Allen will give you all of today's developments in sports, so stay on the Monitor Beacon. At 16 minutes before the hour, here's more of Monitor, your host, Ed McMahon. Monitors ring around the world, a close-up of people and events both at home and abroad, brought to you by the entire family of Wins products that keep your car going strong. President Johnson's trip to Guam. More on that in 1 minute from Ray Scherer, NBC White House correspondent.
Today, a special treat. John Philip Azusa, the celebrated director of the Wynn Oil Company Corral, has consented to a personal interview by Mr. Keenan Wynn. Let's join them.
And you began directing singers when you were 3 years old?
Yes, I conducted my father in the shower.
And this was in your native Albania?
Absolutely no. It was in Azusa, Azusa, California.
I see. Then Azusa is named after your father, or is it vice versa?
Versa. By the way, were you named after the Wynn Oil Company or Versa Vice?
Neither one. The Wynn Oil Company people and I are not related. They make Wynn's friction proofing, Wynn's engine tune-up, Wynn's new charge, and many more products, all designed to keep your car going strong. I am an actor. Both our names just happen to be spelled W-Y-N-N.
A likely story.
Oh, I give up.
Now, Ray Scherer, NBC White House correspondent.
As the president prepares to board Air Force One for his 18-hour flight to Guam in the far Pacific, the White House is telling reporters don't expect too much from the Guam conference. This is a routine consultation. The president has been saying all along, the White House notes, that he wants to meet with his Vietnam military and political high command every 6 months, and this is simply another of those regular occasions. This may be true, but any time a president flies that far for such a short meeting, speculation automatically generates that something is happening. The signs are that the president is restive. He senses that the time is approaching when he can score some military and political successes in Vietnam, and he wants to turn up the pressure to bring that about. There is a growing feeling in the administration that though the war may not be over in 1968, Mr. Johnson may be able to go to the voters with portents from the battlefield and from Saigon that his policies are right and promise inevitable success. Meantime, there are good reasons for going to Guam. The president is about to make a complete change of command on the civilian side in Saigon, Ambassador Ellsworth Bunker about to replace Henry Cabot Lodge, and Eugene Locke, the president ambassador to Pakistan, going in for Deputy Ambassador William C. Porter. And Robert Comer shifting from the White House to Saigon as the Vietnam pacification expert. As one White House spokesman put it, Guam will provide the mechanism to bring the new and the old team together, the framework for an orderly but not immediate transition. As the president sees it, the emphasis in Guam will be on how to force the pace of pacification in Vietnam, holding and rebuilding the areas captured from the Viet Cong, bringing about some sort of guided democracy in the Vietnam countryside. Up to now, there has been a direct relationship between the success of the military effort and the pace of pacification. But now that main force engagements are becoming a thing of the past, it is believed that a step up in pacification does not necessarily mean an equivalent step up in the military effort. The president will arrive in Guam Monday morning Guam time and depart Tuesday evening. That is not much time. As one White House man put it, this is really a two-day National Security Council meeting on Guam. Ray Scherer, NBC White House correspondent.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups of people and events both at home and abroad.